Jurors heard opening statements today in the trial of Paul Shanley, the defrocked priest at the center of the clergy sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston. Shanley is accused of the rape and assault of a young boy in the 1980s. Charges involving three other alleged victims were dropped before trial because the victims didn't want to testify or because of inconsistencies in their stories. NPR's Tovia Smith joins us now from the courthouse in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And Tovia, tell us about the prosecution's case.
Well, Robert, it's pretty safe to say that it's somewhat weaker now than it was when it first started with four accusers. As you said, they're now down to just one alleged victim, and it's really become a he-said-he-said kind of case. And, of course, it's about events that allegedly occurred some 20 years ago, so it is an uphill battle. But prosecutors opened today with high drama. They painted a picture of this six-year-old little boy, the alleged victim, sitting in Sunday school class waiting with dread for this priest to come back and rape him yet again. Prosecutors told of his being taken to the rectory and the confessional and the bathroom where he was allegedly forced into oral sex and molested, and then told not to tell anyone because no one would believe him. But defense attorneys really quickly took aim at the alleged victim, saying his story was, quote, orchestrated by his personal injury lawyers. The alleged victim got $500,000 in a civil settlement with the church. Defense attorneys are also challenging what the alleged victim says are his recovered memories, saying that's not accepted in the medical community. And defense attorneys implored jurors today to put aside everything that they've heard and read about Shanley for the past 3 years. They say that he's been unfairly vilified in the media.
Now, unlike the many civil settlements that you spoke of, this is one of the few criminal cases against a priest accused of sexual abuse that actually made it to trial. Is it being watched closely by victims groups?
Absolutely. I think they've got a lot invested in seeing a conviction here. This was, for one thing, the poster priest, if you will, for the Catholic Church crisis. And victims who have been very frustrated that statutes of limitations have kept prosecutors from trying other accused priests. This case is going forward only because Shanley left the state of Massachusetts, and that stops the clock here. But as one victim said to me, we want to see the courts here do what other courts couldn't do and what the church wouldn't do.
I understand that Paul Shanley was in court today. Did he say anything there, and is he expected to testify in his own defense?
He didn't today. You never know whether he will. I think it's doubtful, but yes, he was in court today. He sat almost stoically. You know, he's 73 now. He's got thin gray hair. He wears hearing aids, and his hands trembled as he took notes. He's hardly this brash street priest that he was known to be in the 70s when he ran around with long hair, reaching out to these troubled kids and to gay youth in particular. There were a few supporters with him in court. They say he's getting a bum rap, that he's being scapegoated for the sins of the church. There was even a little scuffle that broke out between supporters of Paul Shanley and one victim's advocate who were yelling back and forth with each other about who's the real victim here.
What happens next in the case?
The alleged victim takes the stand tomorrow, and really his testimony makes or breaks the case. I'm told he's really feeling the pressure, and it's been a kind of day-to-day thing as to whether he'll actually want to go through with this and take the stand.
Okay, thank you, Tovia.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Tovia Smith speaking to us from the courthouse in Cambridge, Massachusetts.